You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hey, Lois.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I have Dr.
I just found you.
Huh? You just found us?
Yeah.
Where have you been? I missed you. I was going, where is Lois? Where is she? She's going to call in someday. Lois, I want you to meet Dr. Debbie.
Hey there.
She's our veterinarian. She'll answer your vet medical questions, and along with Joey Villani, and they can. Well, Joey is like a groomer. You might have seen him on Animal Planet. You watch Animal Planet at all?
No, I don't.
Okay, so then you haven't seen him. So he's brand new to you.
So what do you have going on, Lois?
Okay, I have two Maltese. Someone gave her to me. Said, "Please take my baby. I just can't, handle her." Well, aww. I took her, and she has this problem where she licks her feet. She licks and she licks. She wakes me up at night. She licks. She's got my other Maltese licking. I've been to the vet. They gave her, they told me to get Benadryl. That worked okay. When it rose off. Then, of course, it's back again. Then I went back to the vet, and they gave her some steroids, which I didn't like, but we tried it. Didn't have any, I bought some expensive tubes and stuff that's supposed to make her not lick. And she licks. You can hold her and love on her, and as you're doing it, she licks.
Oh. So you said the other dog is now doing this behavior as well?
The other dog is now doing it, yes, ma'am. And that's the one I had since she was 4 months old.
Oh, okay. No, on the foot area, do you see any areas where there's lost hair or there's sores or red spots?
No, but I did go to the groomer. They used to go once a month. And they had that real long hair before, but I had the groomer cut it all off. They gave her, they gave both of them a poodle puppy feet cut.
But,
sure. There's no shape. They're all shaved off except for the ears and their tail. And okay. They just lick. So my friend says, we'll just follow them out. Just poke them a little, like a mother dog would, and go, eh. So I did that. And it works, but I'm not always there to do that.
Well, the number one thing that causes dogs to lick their feet is allergies, the whole category of allergies in some form, whether they're inhalant allergies or food-related allergies. And if we saw some improvement with Benadryl, maybe it's, an allergy kind of playing role. But you said the prednisone, the steroid, nothing happened with that and nothing got better?
The Benadryl slowed it down. So as it wore off, they started licking. And I don't want to keep them, doped mm-hmm. up.
Yeah, and if a pet isn't responding with an itching or a licking behavior when we're giving a steroid, to me it says, let's stop our direction because, generally that works pretty nicely for most types of allergies. It doesn't work super for food-related allergies. So my number one thing I'd say is, in that category, is, I'd get these kids on a hypoallergenic diet, something that's prescribed by your veterinarian preferably so they can guide you through those steps and find something, stick with that for about 4 to 6 weeks and see if the foot licking decreases. If not, we may try another diet. But that's one thing that we can try from the source and try more directly to control some of this itching. The other things to think about, when I have a dog that's itching and licking and I have multiple dogs in the house all doing the same behavior, I got to think about something infectious. And not to scare you or freak you out, but there are some types of infections that dogs can have that can mimic normal things like allergies that we kind of blame for just about every skin condition out there. And it's natural. We just want to, kind of say, oh, he's just got allergies. That's why he licks that hole in his side or chews his feet or always has sores on his belly. That's a common thing. But we can see microscopic parasites or mites that can be present in sometimes just select areas of a pet's body. It doesn't always have to be generalized like fleas or ticks. The other thing is we can run into fungal infections, kind of like ringworm. And the foot area is not uncommon to either mites or fungal infections. So that for me would be, I love CSI. I love kind of getting to the nitty-gritty of finding out why these things happen and not just trying to throw medicine at animals that we don't really need to. So my recommendation would be have your vet take a couple samples, have them check for mites, have them check for a ringworm by a test method, and try to rule that out as a possibility. But many pets, I will actually go on forward. If we've got multiple doggies in the house, I'll treat them for mites for a couple months and see if we're seeing any improvement in that foot licking and chewing. Because honestly, I can't tell you how many pets that I've seen come in year after year. Oh, I need medicine for the allergies. And then one time I finally get my samples and I finally get to do some tests and I say, wow, how do you feel about your dog having mites in their feet or in their back all this time? And we've been using the wrong approach. So definitely I'd say, you know, that would be one important step for you there. And, you know, there are some doggies that foot licking, it can be a behavioral problem. So almost like an OCD issue. Before I blame that as a possible thing for your babies, you know, I'd want to make sure we check out these medical things and see if we can try some other remedies. Because, yeah, there's a lot more we can do for your babies there. And little Malteses, I bet their little feet are probably kind of stained red or even brown if they're licking them a lot,
yeah.
Huh? White dogs, typically, this brown staining, it almost looks like rust on their fur. It's from a pigment that is found in dogs' saliva and in their tears. So it's not blood necessarily, things like that. But yeah, that very kind of red-brown staining is just a sign. It's a veterinary sign. We look around. If I see that, I usually can tell, ah, your baby's been licking, huh? So I hope that's not too much info to throw at you there, Lois, but we can do some things and give your babies a little scratch on the head and a little lick on the ear if they like that, or if you want to do that, you're not grossed out.
It's about time for us to get on out of here. Thanks for listening today. Remember, if you need your fix, head on over to animalradio.pet. We'll see you next week for more Animal Radio right here.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.